So it becomes a political argument.
Between me and your mother, all the time. And it's, and I don't know, it always ends up like a draw, but I always win.
How does that work?
Well, I think Nan is still blown away by the amount of knowledge that I have. Because Nan used to go to Tia Elena
to discuss
politics. And now Tia Elena isn't mentally fit.
Capable of doing it anymore.
And see, I'm saying, well, I need to discuss politics with somebody that knows politics. It's either going to be my boss or not. Now, my boss, not so much because he's also on the right. Nan's the opposite. She's on the left, so I can argue with her.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my boss just agree on points.
Mm-hmm.
Nan, she's always going to argue because Nan's always for, she always talks about local politics versus the big picture. But I understand Democrats are always more local than they are. Republicans are always the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually how it goes. They see the bigger picture because they're, they're looking at the bigger picture. Democrats are always, they're always too small. And then, I listen to the Rush Limbaughs at lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on the 1440.
Ooh,
lunch.
Yeah, listens to that.
She would. And it would just make her mad. It makes me mad, but...
Isn't he the pill popper?
Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
I thought he was addicted to oxys or something.
He's like really far to the right. And it's like you're so conservative that you're almost like a cliche joke in and of yourself. And the things you say are so biased and bigoted. It's funny to me, but you can see that it truly and honestly, sincerely gets under Nan's skin. And that is what entertains me, is because then Nan gets bothered by these biases, and then she's got to argue that, and then I have to argue her.
Uh-huh.
And that always becomes a way, and I think in a way Nan sees it as me being more mature,
because
she can't, Elena's just kind of...
Blah.
Yeah, I can only imagine what their conversations are.
They don't
like.
Have conversations. I'm sure that they do not have conversations.
I'm sure it's not talking most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Nan always argue with one another. Just like you and I do. Just like, that's how you and me talk to other people. We argue with other people in ways of conversation.
I don't argue with other people.
I do. That's how I conversate. Is by... opposing their opinions and ideas, and then telling them why they're wrong. And I like watching them react to that every single time. Because it's funny to me that people truly get bothered by an opposing opinion. But Nan understands what she's talking about. Jenna does not like politics. She doesn't understand politics in any way. So I just have to go to Nan. And Jenna's sitting here, kind of behind me. The TV is like on mute almost. So she has to listen to me and Nan back and forth. And you can tell when Nan's getting upset is because she starts doing this. And she starts like, this is going to make me listen to her point.
Yeah.
It's like touching me.
Yeah.
And she started to get bothered. And she gets closer and she starts touching me. Okay, well listen to this. No, Nan. You're already going to be wrong, so I'm not going to listen to you. And then she hits me. And she does. She always hits me when she doesn't have a rebuttal. So she'll hit me. But I mean, that's fun. I like going to Nan's because we discuss politics with one another.
What are you going to do when you leave?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because it's one of those things people my age aren't into. And if they are, it's only to a certain degree. And they're usually wrong.
Or they don't have all the facts and the information.
It's usually legalized marijuana. It's about as in-depth as their politics go. And I look at the big picture and I'm like, taxes, what are those? Really?
You know who else would have fun? Your big grandpa.